Come on, just let us see it for once. Not like it's that good. Ugh, what do these jocks know about art anyway? I quickly stooped down to pick up my precious drawings, and that's when I heard a voice. Oh, do you like anime too? Is this a series Under the Moonlight? OMG, don't tell me you're Otazai. Yeah. Is it really you? I'm Tia. I'm a massive fan of yours. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm meeting you in real life. So, the nerdy guy is me, James, and the cute girl is Tia. This is our first conversation together, the one where she found out I'm Otazai, which is my pen name. Soon after that, Tia became my girlfriend. It was good dating a girl who shared the same interests as me. We could just watch anime together all the time. Just like that, we were immersed in the movie Amagi Brilliant Park. Suddenly, Tia turned to me and asked, James, the school Halloween party's next week, and I have no idea what to go as. Hey, why don't you try dressing up as Latifa Florenza? Tia gave me a skeptical look. No way can an ordinary girl like me pull off dressing up as such a beautiful anime girl. I smiled. Of course you can. Don't worry. I'll help you. So we started planning our costumes. I was going to dress up as Gojo and Tia as Latifa Florenza. Exciting, right? We went online to watch tons of anime Dream Girl makeup tutorial videos and joined cosplay groups to get our costumes. Buying costumes was the easy part. But the anime girl makeup technique was a pretty hard job to do. Big round eyes, unnatural eye color, thick and long eyelashes, pointed chin and a small mouth, etc. Ugh. That was Tia. Bet she just broke another eyebrow pencil in half. This makeup stuff seems stressful, huh? I arrived at the party first and waited outside for Tia. I felt kind of cool in my Gojo costume, and I couldn't wait to see Tia in hers. OMG, is that Tia? She looked even more beautiful than the goddess in the story. I couldn't stop complimenting her kawaii. As we walked inside, everyone was gawping at Tia. I took her hand and I led her into the center. And of course, Tia and I could clearly hear some of them saying, "Who's this? Tia? James's girlfriend?" And, "Is that Tia? I can't believe that girl used to sit next to me in class." This was definitely a proud boyfriend moment, especially when she was voted best dressed of the night. Some hot girls dressed as sexy animals even rolled their eyes at her before they walked off in a huff. While Tia jumped up and down in happiness, I'm so happy for my girl. Then on Monday morning, I was walking to class, expecting to meet Tia in the hallway as usual. Only this flamboyant girl with completely pink hair and wearing a Japanese manga schoolgirl outfit was standing in front of Tia's locker. Huh? What? I cleared my throat and said jokingly, "Hi, babe. I love your new hair and, your outfit." "Really? I'm glad you do. I've decided I'm going to be an anime girl from now on." "What? So she was going to look like this all the time? I mean, I like her anime look, but surely it was best saved for a special occasion." While I was standing there unsure of what to say or do, I realized that a crowd had gathered around us. Well, around Tia. The one girl almost knocked me over as she ran over to Tia and asked for a picture with her. Well, I always thought I was the one around here who liked anime. Anyway, seeing Tia happily taking pictures with her admirers was pretty cool. Who wouldn't love having a pretty and famous girlfriend, right? After that, Tia became an internet sensation, and other kids from school seemed jealous that a girl like her was dating a dude like me. These two guys from class even had Tia's picture on their lock screen. Creepy, I know, but that just proved how desperate they were, right? But have you tried going out in public with an anime girl? Well, it takes about 10 times longer than normal to do anything. All these fangirls and some fanboys, appeared out of nowhere and started taking Tia for a chat and pics. She loved it and made a heart hand symbol to them while I stood there like the Invisible Man. To be honest, I gradually realized that having an anime girlfriend was really irritating. Why, you ask? Just be calm, I'll tell you. That morning I had an early math test, so I couldn't be late. But I also had to pick up Tia and she's nowhere to be seen, so I texted her. "Hurry up, please. My test starts soon." A few minutes later, she huffed away over to me and moaned out, "Ugh, thanks a lot. Now I don't have contact lenses in. Don't you know how important eyes are to an anime girl?" "So 0.04 inches of your eye is more important than my test? Seriously, I'm on the verge of failing math class and she's still in a mood with me about her eyes." Then at lunchtime, I noticed that there was something on Tia's lips, so I reached out my hand to wipe it away. Wait, what are you doing? You're ruining my makeup. I woke up at 6 a.m. to do this. Babe, you got mustard on your lips. She glared at me, then took out her compact mirror and slowly blotted the stain. So, as you can see, I couldn't even touch her, so of course, she would never allow me to kiss her or something. But honestly, I don't want that makeup to smear all over my face or my lips to turn to coral or purple either. Oh, not to mention how Tia became obsessed with her reflection. It got so bad we could no longer maintain eye contact or hold a proper conversation without her checking herself out every 5 seconds. For my birthday, I took Tia to this cool-looking Japanese restaurant in the city. But it was a full house that night, and we had no choice but to sit by a reflective glass window. Ugh. So, you guessed it right. The entire meal was spent with her checking for her angles in the window and constantly flipping her hair parting or delicately repositioning her fingers to frame her face. I got so irritated that I asked her if I was interrupting something between the both of them, to which she replied that she just wanted to check if her eyes matched her hair color. I was speechless. This was my birthday meal, but she cared more about her own reflection than actually talking to me. At the time, I was really tired of this anime version of Tia. I just wanted to go back to the way it was before, when we watched movies, studied Japanese, and planned to travel to Japan to see the cherry blossoms together. Then, an idea popped into my head. Tia, you want to go camping with me this weekend? Where will we go? Paradise Campground, provided you don't wear makeup. Huh? Why? Don't you like my makeup? Don't you think I look pretty like this? Babe, you're always the prettiest, but I mean, what if I want to kiss you? Tia shyly giggled and agreed. Oh yeah, so we're going to have a weekend together by the woods, and I get to see the same old Tia again. Everything sounded like a good idea, right? But that morning when I arrived to pick her up, she appeared in her full anime look again. Ugh! Huh? Why are you in makeup? This is an amazing photo opportunity. I need new photos to post on my Instagram. Okay, this really ruined my mood, but instead of arguing, I drove Tia to the campsite. Then you know what? Turns out that weekend was literally just a photo shoot for her. She wanted pictures of everything. It was really too much. We couldn't walk 100 feet without her stopping to ask me to take more pictures of her posing by a tree, a tent, and on one occasion even someone's lost sneaker. Ugh. Then at night, she only wanted to play on her phone, as she had a lot of editing to do. It seemed like everything we did was only for a photo op. This drove me crazy, so I ended up shouting at her. All you care about is your stupid fans and not me. You're no fun anymore. Then I turned onto my side and sulked like that until I eventually fell asleep. I just wanted my fun, carefree girlfriend back, not this obsessive anime character she'd turned herself into. When I got home, we didn't talk to each other for the next few days. I kept myself busy by drawing doujinshi, watching anime, and learning Japanese. Aw man, these things were way more fun when I did them with Tia. Then one day at school, when I was walking toward my locker, I overheard some crying girl saying some boy had rejected her. And her friends were consoling her, telling her that they would teach her how to put on makeup and give her a makeover so the next boy she liked wouldn't reject her. This got me thinking. Tia used to be so negative about herself until she started dressing like an anime girl. Only then she became so confident and vibrant. Maybe I had been a little bit insensitive about her feelings. I needed to go find her. As I showed up at Tia's house, I saw her standing by the door with some good-looking boy. I can't believe it! Furious, I threw the flowers on the ground and turned to leave. James, don't go! Just wait for me! I kept on walking, but then stopped as I heard the boy say, That loser doesn't deserve a hot anime girl like you, Tia. You like anime girls? Then go find yourself one in anime stories. I'm Tia, and I'm not just some character for you to look at. James, I'm sorry. Don't be mad at me anymore. I only tried to be an anime girl just because I know you like them. I let out a long sigh and looked at her. The truth is, I wasn't mad with her anymore, but I tried to keep a straight face as she continued. James, don't give me the silent treatment. I'm miserable without you, and I don't care when other people say I'm pretty. I only care about what you think. Then she burst out crying. I couldn't pretend I didn't care anymore. I wiped away her tears and cupped her face in my hands to look closely at the girl I love. But wait, under the smudged makeup, what are these tiny red spots exposed on her skin? Oh my god, what's wrong, Tia? I don't know, I was a bit itchy at first, and recently, it's gotten worse. Concerned, I took her straight to a dermatology hospital. The doctor said Tia was allergic to some ingredients in makeup products, and prescribed her medicine. Phew! Luckily, she just needed to stop applying the makeup for a while and use some special cream to recover. What if you go off me because I can't be an anime girl for a while? Tia, I love you for you. With makeup on or not, you're still the most beautiful girl in the world to me. Anyway, your health comes first. You really think I'm beautiful? Yes, really. Besides, this is actually better, because it means I can actually kiss you without looking like a clown. So Tia and I got back together. Tia finally realized that I love her for her, and I care about her health and inner beauty, not just her appearance. Now she doesn't wear makeup like an anime girl anymore. Well, unless it's for a party or a cosplay event. On a daily basis, she only has light makeup on. Regardless of this, she always looks perfect to me anyway. As for me, I'm working on a new doujinshi series called I Don't Need Attention, I Just Want Your Heart, which is inspired by Tia, and she's my muse, which she's super excited about. And the series will be published soon.